coming on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And anything, love. What does it feel like? What does it feel like? What does it feel like?
I was just about to watch a load of shit.
Remember, we had painting all these walls in this studio.
I remember.
Yeah, well done, Chris.
I tore it up on the weekend.
I tore me fucking
ACL. Make sure you talking to the mic. What the fuck?
Yep, testing.
Why has he got a really loud thing right next to the mic? Put it on this.
So hot. Look.
Right, everyone, put on your podcast voice.
Oh, Chris, look. Ready?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And
spraying electrical.
It's like spraying water all over your mics.
It's like a real...
What the fuck is
that? What's wrong with you?
Oh, poor Mike.
This is all we've got.
Sorry, Mike.
We haven't made enough back to even replace these.
Yeah, we spent all our wages.
Yeah, 10 grand.
All our pocket money.
Yeah, we'll make it back.
We'll make it back. Don't worry about that.
Money's money.
You can't take it with you.
But you know what you can take with you?
What?
I was going to say memories, but I guess you can't take anything with you. But welcome back to episode 301. I mean, 301.
301.
I'm
episodes.
So drunk.
What were you, episode 31?
Yeah, that's the one.
This one.
Oh, boss.
31, that's the
Not
one.
Not bad, is it?
No.
31?
Yeah, well, I guess it right every time. I ain't even got a clue.
31.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. The only thing you know is remembering the number that was said last time.
30.
Welcome back, you thick fucking sons of... bitches.
All right. Oh. This is going to come out, 2 weeks after Father's Day? But I hope hope you treated your daddies. Happy Daddy Day.
Happy Father's Day and happy Pride Month. Well, you got nothing to say about Pride Month, you straight piece of shit.
They get to celebrate all month. They're so lucky.
Yeah, yesterday was all for the Pride Fathers.
So where do they have all the Pride March celebrations thingies?
Probably festivals. London or something. I don't know. But we celebrated Father's Day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
You can see how much he hated it.
Okay, we celebrated the last few hours.
See how much weight
we
put on.
You know what everyone else did? They just said, gave a card to him in the morning and then left.
Oh, don't like cards. That's capitalism.
And then they left for the rest of the day.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
Know what I mean?
We had free conversations, didn't we, for hours? Entertainment.
Free conversations. They lasted.
And free food
hours.
And drink. Yeah. Sounds good when you put it like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
God, I was bloated after that.
Oh.
All you can eat buffet. Weren't you?
Oh, that was fucking beautiful, wasn't
it? It took ages.
I didn't even want to eat that much, but it felt like I had to.
Neither. That's gluttony, isn't it?
I almost died.
Yeah, one of the seven deadly sins.
Yeah. We're doing them all, weren't we, this week?
Yeah.
It's seven deadly sins week.
Yeah.
What have we done? So we've done gluttony. What's the other one?
Greed.
Greed, yeah. That's probably included in that, really.
Envy.
Envy. Who have we envied? And envy dead. That's the one we ain't done.
Sloth.
I envied anyone. Yep, you can't be a sloth.
Do you know what I envy?
You have really long nails, don't you? Have to be a sloth.
Yeah,
long hair.
Do you know
I'm like sexual abuse or something?
Yeah, and a cute little face.
We probably won't do that one.
I envy the man, the waiter's commitment in the all-you-can-eat restaurant we was in. Commitment to being what do you call it?
Hygienically aware.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, he was on the ball, wasn't he?
Remember, he was on it.
He was on it, wasn't he?
Mate, someone dropped a spoon in front of us and he was...
He dropped the spot.
It was a pair of tongs
that were in the shared food.
Yeah.
And he dropped it and he was about to put it back in the food that everyone was going to eat from.
Yeah.
But luckily he was like, no, you fat dumb
piece
of shit.
Wait.
Luckily, if he wasn't such a huge man, because he was very huge, wasn't he? His backside was hanging out.
Yeah, he took up most of the building.
It looked like a channel tunnel, didn't it, when he bent down?
Yeah, it looked like someone fucking drove a blimp into the fucking
side of the wall. That's why the geezer went up to the light. And he saw this big channel tunnel ass bloke bending down, picking the tongs about to stick them back into the bleeding feta cheese and salad.
He was a big boy, wasn't he?
Fucking, what are those whales called? Semen whales or something.
Huge, wasn't it? Sperm whale.
That's the one.
Yeah, he was showing a bit as well, wasn't he, eh?
It
put me off the food almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
And he was big and hygienic. Not to say all big people are unhygienic, but...
Why would you pick up the coffee floor and stick it where thousands of feet have been and stick it in the food that people are going to eat?
Yeah.
He's the reason there's that stereotype.
Idiot.
But they actually...
Do you think... Wait. How many times do you think he did it that night?
Well, this is the thing.
He might have dropped a couple that we ate from.
I feel like they should have...
Your own gave everyone little tongs.
No, before everyone goes in,
medium sized ones.
They tell you how to be hygienic because people just throw
wash
in
your ass.
Like with the desserts bits where the sweets are. People just throw in the whole spoon back on the sweets. It's like the whole handle that everyone uses is just laid right across the top of the sweets.
Fecal matter and all that.
Yeah, there's a lot of kid juice in
I didn't have any sweets.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I did.
Yeah.
But I made sure I tried to dig underneath so I didn't get any of the ones that spoon had laid.
Spread all the other diseases that's already on the spoon.
Jake had just previously done that, so now the shitty ones are exactly the ones I just dug out.
Now you've mixed all the shit, so there's not one clean part.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like at the start, I just said that, didn't I? They need to teach everyone how to be hygienic. What do you call those things that they keep them in?
Tubs.
The tubs. The
what, the metal ones?
It must be a proper
metal
name
tubs.
For it.
Yeah, there you go.
Metal tubs.
Metal tubs.
Containers.
Food containers. Heated food containers.
Heated.
I don't think it's heated. Like, it just keeps it hot because it's made out of plastic and it's covered.
A specific name. Glastonbury next week, isn't it?
Yeah, Glastonbury. It's going to be another dry one, warm one.
Another warm one.
Dry one and a wet one.
And who's going to it? Who's going to it? Anyone got tickets?
Nah, it's going to be well expensive, isn't it? Going to Glastonbury.
Yeah,
probably a couple hundred.
I can't afford it.
I've got to go Greece instead.
Fucking hell. You would have thought that this podcast was profitable.
Oh, well, nah.
And we had people, we had ads to
advertise. I've no money after that. But if anyone wants to help with some paid advertisement,
I don't know where I put
just the money part. I could do the advertising.
Yeah, so I'm going to Glastonbury tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
How can you afford that?
How can you afford? Oh,
how do you afford?
How?
Work hard, play hard.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, that's the grind set
right
there.
That's inspiration. I do that, but I've never had that.
No, we don't actually. That's the problem. You work hard. We don't actually work hard. See, he's yawning because he's fucking it's too much work right now.
Wait a minute.
Downstairs, he was so lively.
We work smart.
I've always wanted to go and see Elton John.
Am I dumb?
Elton John, wait.
Yeah, he's going to be in the...
What, he's going to be there?
Yeah, he's going to be in the octagonal, no, pyramid tent.
Is he gonna,
pyramid stage.
Is he going to bite a bat? Bat's head off.
It would be nice to see local Hertfordshire lad when it on stage.
Yeah, so for anyone listening, like Izzy... he isn't paying for Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Izzy for the share.
Who's Izzy?
She's the one who shared our post.
Izzy. With some nice words, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, you say...
Hall of Fame. She's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. We need a Hall of Fame thing.
I'm sort of paying for the ticket.
Izzy up there with old Daniel. Was that his...
I can't remember because he didn't do the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for people like Izzy listening...
Right, you name-dropped her too much now. She's gonna fucking sue us.
He didn't actually play for Glastonbury. It's all getting paid for.
Was not.
Well, you're not paying out, are you?
My commission is lower to work at Glastonbury, by 5%. So 5% is paying for the ticket. So I actually...
So every sign-up, you're paying.
Oh. Yeah, so I actually am paying for my own ticket in that way. I stay in a private VIP camping site with the charity that I'm fundraising.
VIP?
You're VIP in Glastonbury for a week.
Yeah, do you think that 5%, do you think that's actually going to... cover
more than cover, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're actually, mate, you're paying more than you should be.
Doesn't matter. They're charity, isn't it? Towards charity, isn't it?
Yeah. But did you?
Either way, it's a win.
Yeah. Either way,
for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
The Earth
wins as well for Dad helping. Right. Let's look at the Glastonbury lineup because.
Oh yeah. Right. Let's see.
Do you know how many stages there are? I think it's over 200 stages.
200, oh my God. I'm
over 200? I can't even count to 200.
Well, they put like the lineups and they only show you the first 10 stages, I think.
Well, yeah, it'd be like the main...
There's so many stages.
Most famous.
Across the place.
I'm sure Dad's going to know more.
It doesn't say the actual days there, Ron, does it?
Yes.
Where is that then?
If you put up... I can't remember what website I looked at now.
Oh, well, should we give it a rest?
Yeah, let's have a little... I mean, the place is massive. It's like a huge adult Disneyland. Slim boy fat.
Slim boy fat.
It doesn't show Monday, though, does it?
Why don't we just read them anyway? It doesn't have to be his day.
Well, I can. So on Friday, you've got...
Lizzo.
Well, let's see if Dad knows any of them.
All right.
Is there anyone you're...
This is whose Dad's getting to see and we're not getting to see.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you know who's going that you want to... Or anyone you want to see...
Well, what do you mean?
Is there anyone you'd like to see?
Who's there on Friday?
Oh, what? Top of my head?
Yeah.
Queen, Freddie Mercury.
Who else?
George Michael.
Who else?
Wait, David Bowie.
Is George Michael dead as well?
Yeah, they've all gone, mate. Another heart for you, lad.
Rest in peace.
Another one.
Pride alone, didn't he, in his little house?
And Freddie Mercury.
Little? That was massive.
Not weird,
Freddie Mercury's Pride Month.
Yeah, George Michael's Freddie. Pride Month.
Love a bit
Michael.
Of...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He's Pride Month.
Love a bit of Freddie.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I don't
Freddie
really.
Freddie Mercury, come on.
That's what I said. He said George Michael. I'm the one saying it.
Yeah, I know. You said Freddie, Pride Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
What?
Love him. Especially on Pride Month.
Are you gay?
It's not about just gays.
Yeah, but you'd be gay.
No.
You wouldn't be anything else. You wouldn't be pansexual.
So this is just on...
You don't love anyone.
Yeah, so I didn't know who was going to be there.
All right, so on the pyramid stage, I guess is the main
stage. I was
stage.
Watching Glastonbury last night, yeah, 2019, the year I went.
Yeah.
And someone came on, so this is really good. I don't remember seeing these, but I was there. I just didn't remember the gig. I forget who it was now.
No point in going, really,
well,
is it?
They had a few good thingies.
So
Friday.
On Friday, they got Arctic Monkeys.
You know them?
Oh, yeah.
Royal Blood.
Who? I've never
Royal
heard of
Blood.
Have you heard dodgy? Of them?
I've heard of them, but I only heard one song that was in the charts. And I haven't heard any other songs from them since. I don't know if they've done another album or not, but they definitely done at least one album.
Unknown.
The Churn-Ups.
The Turnips?
The Churn-Ups?
The Churn-Ups.
The Churn-Ups?
I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them.
Sounds like a Cornish fucking root festival. vegetable.
Texas?
Fucking hell.
Texas is...
I'm not texting. Where was me? You got me phone.
Texas.
Oh, Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, home care. The DIY place.
Apparently that whole state is going to be on stage.
Yeah, on Friday.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How are they going to move that over?
Yeah, they're quite famous, aren't they?
What, the state?
Texas, yeah, the group.
Oh, have you heard of them? There you go. I haven't. Stefflon Don?
Yeah, heard of him.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's a woman.
Have you?
Yeah.
Heard of her.
I feel like I've heard the name, but I don't actually know who it is.
Was she in The Sopranos?
Yeah, she's that English rap. Dad's never heard of
she's
her.
She's an English rapper.
No, I've heard of her.
Yeah, UK rapper. Ain't she related? I think she's sister. Her brother is.
She's related to Reece Morgan, she.
That drill rapper from the UK
MP.
Who got nearly cancelled.
What, because he raps about real killings?
No, because he was got accused of grooming a girl.
Oh, come on.
What is his name? Well, he got...
Combing her hair.
He didn't get found guilty or nothing.
Oh, so he didn't do it?
But there are texts of him messaging her, so that's kind of weird.
Just
but,
like...
I don't know. It all looks weird, but it's...
Maisie Peters.
Yeah, but you know, hey?
Maisie Peters.
Sounds like a presenter on BBC.
Yeah, probably is. I don't know who that is either.
The master musicians of...
Nah, you're going too slow.
Joe, yeah, because I can't read
no.
the. Have you seen this word? How do you say this word?
This is how you say it. Jujuga.
Nah.
Jujuga.
J-O-U-J-O-U-K-A.
Jojoka. Jojoka.
Nah.
Jojoka.
Nah.
Say it the way it would be said on like Skyrim, the Elder Scrolls Online. You know, when you learn the new fucking.
Jojoka.
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 That's for all the Elder Scrolls fans. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Everyone knows them. Lizzo.
Nah.
She's really
famous. She's Australian. Is she some Australian housewife that sings songs?
She's the...
Good on you, Lizzo. Keep it up, mate.
No, she's a huge...
You can't say that with me now. She's well built.
No, she actually is really... She's extremely fat.
Oh.
she's huge in both ways. Like, she's really well known and she's...
Everything about her is huge.
And she's really fucking massive.
Okay.
And she acts like it's good to be
is
fat.
Is that a kink?
She promotes being fat.
Yeah.
No, she's unhealthy though.
No. Might be
busting down the Oreos health, like Lizzo.
Might be a health problem she has out on the line.
I think she eats a lot of food.
Okay.
Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, every festival he turns up, hasn't he?
He does, doesn't he?
Is he the big fat Scottish geezer?
You can't just say big fat.
I'm sorry.
I feel like this is.
Yeah, but he eats a lot of food.
So much of this podcast.
This is how we stand out.
Scottish singer that does a bit. The yo-yo dieter, Scottish bloke.
Yeah, is he the one that's always got his, he's always in his underwear in his advertisements?
Yeah, and he's the one, like, if you go to the VIP tent, all the food is and leftovers, he's there eating it all. Like,
it
way
seems like
midnight.
He's like, he's quite, he doesn't take his, he don't take himself too seriously though, does he? He's
just, nah, of course you don't. You've seen him.
H.
I wouldn't take it seriously. Maybe you can ask about that fat bird you're talking about, Sheila.
Oh, name Sheila. Lizzo.
Oh, Joe Joker.
Lizzo.
Lizzo. Yeah, maybe you'll ask Lizzo out.
Oh,
H.
God.
H, he's about 35, he's about 26.
Nah, that's the next artist.
Well,
H.
It's also a block.
Well, H out of Steps.
You don't know H?
Well, out of Steps.
Nah, it's rapper.
Oh.
Everyone loves H, didn't they? In the 20 age range, probably the 35.
All the kids love H. Really? Bit of H. He's a rapper.
Sounds like fucking ecstasy for a poor man. He's a UK. Couldn't afford the East.
He's a UK.
He's
a UK rapper.
He's from Birmingham.
Oh, is he UK? Well, from Huddersfield.
No, Manchester.
He's better. Manchester.
From Manchester.
So what's called M?
What's one of his songs, Chris? What's one of his most famous songs?
H from fucking.
Yep, there
hole.
It is.
H from
it's called Shrug.
I mean? H from Hartford.
Amador Maybe. And Marim.
Nah. These are all of Pyramid Stage.
Yeah.
Ray. Just Ray, just some bloke doing the cleaning.
Yeah. Just fuck him up in the floor.
Rick Astley.
This is Ray's gonna.
Rick Astley, isn't that Never Gonna Give You Up?
Yeah.
Never Gonna Give You. Rick Rolled. Look at how he's famous
on
the memes.
What's he on about 12:15, 12:45 PM?
12 o'clock.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
See?
What songs is
he
gonna
be asleep,
play?
Wasn't he later?
Hey.
What songs is he gonna play?
When Never Gonna I Give fall You in Love. It will be forever.
His set is 45 minutes long, so he's going to be playing a few songs.
Elton John, Sunday.
First.
Oh, you're looking forward to that one.
Elton John. I do. I like a bit of Elton in the art for chill, lads. Stan Moore.
He's good mates of Eminem.
Is it Reg Dwight?
Who's that?
I know. Lil Nas X, Pride Month.
Oh.
He made sure I didn't say anything.
Never heard of him.
He's a really famous rapper.
You didn't say Elton John, Pride Month.
Where's he at? Oh, yeah, of course he is. Pride Month, Elton John. Yeah.
I don't think we can keep saying Pride Month.
No. We support... Well, we can't support them.
It's it their sounds month. Like they're taking a piss.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Not, what's just, wrong with
it's
saying
it's not a race.
It's not even just about gay people either. It's like bisexual.
Beings.
Like Lizzo is bisexual.
Lizzo?
I'm only saying it to the people I know. I didn't know Lizzo was that.
Lizzo,
why didn't you say it?
You're just saying it for every gay person. That's why
no,
it looks bad.
Pride
Month.
That's not why I'm saying
you
it.
You didn't say about Elton, did you? Like, oh, yeah, fucking Elton, yeah, Pride Month.
I'm only saying about people I know or remember
yeah,
are part of Pride
only
Month.
Gay people, you know.
I thought you had straight
people.
That's
not my
fault.
I don't know anything about Lizzo. I just know she's bigger.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's just how it comes off when people
listen.
You know
the straight people that the Pride thingies?
No, straight. It's not about what straight people.
Because I had a gig there.
That's the only people.
Was it Brighton Pride? I was supposed to be. I had a gig there.
You went to Brighton
Blondie?
Oh, a bit
don't
of Blondie.
Call me that, son. It's been a long time.
Oh, that's gonna,
Blondie?
Blondie's going to pop off.
Oh, we like a bit of Blondie, don't we? Bit of rapping and all that, eh?
She's,
Blondie.
She's one of the...
Tide is high and I'm holding on. I'm going to be your number one. I'm just the type of guy who...
Blondie's not a rapper. It's that female pop star, isn't it?
Yeah, she did a rap. She's done one of her first raps in British pop history.
First speaking of rap, this will have to be wrapped up in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you never heard her rap?
No.
Yousef slash Cat Stevens.
And put Blondie rap on.
Does anyone know Yousef?
She's on at 5 o'clock as well.
Yousef.
Or Yousef.
United States Air Force.
Slash Cat Stevens. Is that how you say
Yousef.
It?
Yousef. How'd you spell it?
Yousef, yeah.
How are you spelling it?
Y-U-S-U-F. I don't know how you say it.
Y-U-S-U-F.
After that, it's the chicks.
Nah.
Neither. Even I don't know most of it. It's just a shit. I'm glad I ain't going whatever this is.
Thank God I'm working most of it.
Sophie Ellis Bextor.
Yeah.
I think they just threw that in. That's made up.
No, she's a real person.
Oh, you know her?
Her mum used to be on Blue Peter.
Oh, so it's on Blue Peter.
There was murder on the dance floor.
Oh, how's
that
going?
Murder on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And anything, love. What does it feel like? What does it feel like? What does it feel like?
The Bristol Reggae Orchestra.
Oh, that sounds good.
Windrush Choir.
Oh, that'd be good. They'll get a big old cheer.
That's on at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll go and watch that.
Wizkid.
Swearing. Yeah, what do you want, son?
Fred again.
Hey, what do you call me?
Chris of Captain Conan.
Conan, no.
We know those rappers. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah,
stage
they're UK
this?
As well.
From London.
Other stage.
This is other stage.
The other stage is massive.
Yeah, I'd
this
go
one,
to the other stage.
This is actually better, all these other
Lightning Seeds,
stage is really
The
popular.
Hives, Ben Howard.
I saw the Lightning Seeds the other week.
Did you?
Last year, actually.
How was it?
Oh, that was good. They're the ones that sang Football's Coming Home, isn't it?
Look at this one. This one's got Lana Del Rey.
Oh, my God, you get to see Lana Del Rey.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her.
And then after that,
I like her music.
You don't know her?
She's got a lot. She uses a lot of orchestral instruments.
I like musical instruments.
Is good.
I used to play the triangle at school.
Do you know who's after Lana Del Rey? Central C.
Well, she's got the central
seat. He's a really famous UK rapper.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll go see him then.
He's on at 8:45.
All right, and I'll take some videos
for you. 9:45. Yeah. And then after that, Lana Del Rey's on. So they've got the two.
Oh, you better write those down for me, who the famous ones
Manic
are.
Manic Street Preachers.
Who?
You're not going to like Central Street Preachers.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. What's their song?
Maggie Rogers.
Oh, she's a nice girl.
Who's that? Generation Sex.
I know her.
Don't know that. Tom Grennan. Don't know. The Lathams. Don't know. Leon Fanks. Don't know. Queen of the Stone Age, The War on Drugs, Becky Hill.
Unthank Road. No, you used to live in Unthank Road in Norwich.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, maybe they're from Norwich. Fine city.
Dermot
Kennedy.
All right.
The Teske Brothers, Nova Twins, Japanese Breakfast.
The Joy.
I guess that's just what you're being served.
Yeah,
later.
And what about Spanish Omelette?
The Joy.
Of a Spanish Omelette.
Right, should we just go to the ones we know?
Yeah, go to the ones you know, because you know...
Joey Badass.
Well, you know what? I've put some cream on it. That's yours, son.
This is fucking trash. We're just reading out who's everyone. All right, let's just... All right.
Are we done?
Maybe you should Google who's the most famous... Guns N' Roses?
Well, I think we've
Rudimental
done.
Are there.
Elton John?
None of you like them.
The Big Moon?
Well, you know, I'm trying to lose some weight.
Dick A D's performing, no?
He's Fat Boy?
Yeah, what you want, son?
See that one?
Cat Chiggy. Burns.
What?
Cat Burns.
Well, you know.
It does when he's in it.
Slow Dive.
What, Slow Death?
Fever Ray.
I thought you said you were going to mention ones that we know.
Yeah, I was just mentioning ones that look like words.
Oh, right, okay.
So the rest of these don't even look. Oh, a song called Jake. Jake Shears.
Oh, yeah, that's that guy. Oh, no.
Ain't just about music, though. They've got fun fairs. They've got circuses.
Holly Molly and the Crackers.
Shows. It's like massive, huge...
Will Young.
Trapeze artists.
Billy.
And all that shit.
Oh, my God. Have you tried scrolling through this?
Have you gone...
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not going to hold it.
You want to go to the rave stage, mate? Do you like a bit of rave?
Wait, there's no point in the rave.
Oh, yeah. We've done the main ones. It's pretty much done now.
There's 200 stages. You're never going to be able to read
Yeah, but this is all the stages.
Look at the time.
Look at my phone.
Yeah, look. That's all the stages. 200 of them.
Chris, look at the time.
It's still going.
Is there any point going to another topic when there's 5 minutes left?
Yeah, because I feel like that's going to be...
Yes, I've got a puppy. I'm in the middle of packing the rucksack.
You don't understand. Cut. Nah, we keep it.
In the middle of packing the rucksack at the moment.
That's what makes us stand out.
I'll finish it later. Anyway, I'm really pleased to be out to go and see Elton John. I'm going to make sure I'm at the front like I did with Stormzy and David Attenborough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You won't accept them to be the same.
He's a great singer, David Attenborough. That ain't really shit. But I loved him anyway. I just fucking went on that.
But he's got great
thoughts at him.
He's got great voice.
Right in his face like that. One of the pimmies say, then he fell over. He took a deep wind, and as he went, my wing like that, and my skids right on his nostrils as he went. And he fell backwards. The drum kit.
I feel like you're better off just googling things to look out for, and then someone else do the work
look
for
out
you.
For what?
Like,
Transgressive
to watch
Records.
At Glastonbury.
I don't need to have been before.
So
this is mad.
Oh yeah, what are you going to go see then?
Elton.
That's it. He's only on for an hour.
I'm going to visit the Greenpeace stage. You've got a massive stage there. That's a bit of fun.
Greenpeace
There's
stage.
There's just so many.
And I'm
going
to go to the
people.
They've got this place here, and it's called Glastonbury News, and they produce a newspaper every day. They print it there.
Yeah.
And also, you can take T-shirts with you. You're playing T-shirt. Yeah, and they do a print for you there on the back. Glastonbury 2023. Take all your rubbish home. Hope Farm on the back. I've got a couple already in the back room there. So I'm going to take a couple of blank ones and give myself two more.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for free.
For free, so
we put money in the charity box.
Wear that on the pod.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple now. So can I put one on from last time?
Nah, that's crazy how many performances.
On the next pod,
I could have got on one of those stages at this point. 1K voices.
Yeah,
you could have watched me.
Yeah, you could have easily got on one of them.
Easily.
I had friends on the stage last time.
Gustin Berry's just
One of my colleagues. Yeah, her best mate was on the stage. Last
really?
Time, so yeah,
I bet way better than her.
It was really good. And it was absolutely rammed.
Really?
It was in this little woodland glade. And there's a ska band from down in Plymouth. And it was rammed. It was really good.
Cool.
Damn.
There were loads of up-and-coming artists go there and do gigs. Even that geezer, what's his name?
You could make some friends with, like, people that run it and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we'd need loads of other stuff sorted out.
There's other people doing other stuff. I'm not singing. They're just doing magic tricks. There's a comic tent, you know, the comedians, top comedians
you
go in.
You could do that.
Like comedy, like Glastonbury Fringe.
Mm. And do they do live podcast shows?
Probably. And his head geezer, Joe Wicks, he wrote and he said, "Can I do something, please?" I said, "Go on then." He said, "Because it would be fun to do an exercise thing on stage." So he's got like a half or an hour slot on a stage. Just fucking.
So he's doing, he's PTing on stage.
So he wasn't joking when he said anyone can do it?
Anyone.
As long as you've got some clout.
Sometimes you don't need clout. I'm there.
What if I walk in and just say, "Oh, I've got over 5K streams. Is that good?"
You have to write in first. Right?
Oh, fuck so that.
I mean, the tickets sell out quick. I think, what's it?
We show them our content. We were like, we'll do a live pod.
Last time I went, they sold out in half an hour. Thousands of tickets, half an hour.
We'll probably have way more energy than like Lizzo. She probably couldn't go on for that long.
No. Fuck.
What? Lizzo's never going to join us on this show.
Dad will get in front of the stage. He'll get so tired. Think how tired he gets to this state. We're here. Imagine there's that many people in front of him. He'll just fall asleep instantly.
Nah, that's when he pops off.
Yeah.
He's got to be up all night there for 6-7 days. He's just tired, but fucking
split
just carries
eight,
on.
Split 8-hour shifts.
Fuck.
So it's not a problem. You're obviously going to, if it's someone you'd like to see, you can go and see him. But your main people are on quite late anyway. Aren't they?
You're going to be listening to Central City.
You could actually go to a gig, yeah? While you're working.
Really?
Hanging around the crowd in the pyramid stand.
You can sign up people. What, you can walk around and
sign
up?
Yeah, you walk around the whole gig.
What?
Yes, the whole shebang. You just get to walk around, PDA, that's it.
That is crazy.
And your little...
You don't understand.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Is that stuff you... Do you want me to keep that in the podcast?
What's that?
That you can walk around and sign up with PDA. Right, there's your answer there.
What, are you actually allowed to walk around or do you have to...
No, yeah, you're allowed to walk around.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it's crazy, because normally you're not.
Just didn't want to get you fired.
You won't get me fired because once this has gone out, I'm already there.
Then he's fired. We just hit 30 minutes, by the way.
And I'm not going to be going around to the main stage. I don't think I'll be where there's a good footfall. But when the main stage is really rocking, I'll be either on my break or I'll have finished my shift. Mm. I mean, I've been doing the job bloody years, so I know what I'm doing. I'm not a scallywag.
Mm.
You're a little scallywag though, aren't you?
Should we close this one up then? I feel like it's a good thing I had all those shorts lined up.
I need some shorts. I'll tell you what, I'm well out in
this.
You're
so negative.
Oh, I just can't.
It's the mindset, Chris.
Yeah, it's the mindset. You've got to tell yourself you're already successful. You're already out there, man.
Which, and that's why we're allowed to say things
like it's that. Like an afternoon in a nice little summer pub somewhere with a river going.
Why are we recording there?
Country pub.
We never would have read through that.
You know, a little mill stream pub and all that. Yeah, little ducks quacking and
that. Actually, might.
Bees are buzzing. You know, we're successful and we're just enjoying ourselves.
Manifest. Yeah.
Just don't look around.
Manifest.
Yeah, and don't look around the room.
Don't look around your environment.
Oh, God.
Beautiful studio.
I'm just looking at you lot and then the camera.
Well, nice, isn't it? Really, and we just did this up well.
Yeah, it does. Looks really nice.
Thousands
all
of streams.
All our merchandise over there. Look.
No, that's good actually. Yeah, it's all built up because that's all shit. That,
so much merch.
You
that's
get a orders. Shopping bag, didn't you?
That's orders. Comment if you want us to do some merch.
Not necessarily our company.
Is that the end of the pod then?
I guess so.
Episode 31.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
Don't ever scratch your nose when your bum's on fire.
What does that mean?
I don't know, you just say it, don't you?
Oh.
That's true.
Yes.
When I fall in love, it will be forever.
It sounds like we've taken a piss.